Today more than ever, it's so important to be authentic. But to be authentic, it takes one thing, and that's to find your own frequency. And finding your frequency can be very confusing. I didn't realize it until later on in life when I was flying to India, and I ran into actually a medical doctor, Dr. Sangeeta Sahi, and she looked over at me and was puzzled and said, "Are you okay?" At the time, I was running a notable sports agency, and in my arrogant mind, I thought, of course I'm okay. Do you know who I am? And she looked at me and said, "You're so full of light, but you're blocking it." I then proceeded to roll my eyes into the back of my head, going, "This will be the longest flight to India." She looked at me and said, "Do you meditate?" Now I knew it would be a long flight, and I arrogantly told her that I had no time to meditate, that I was in control of my own life, that I had grown up with a single mom and six kids, and I had made every single thing myself and made it happen all by myself. And I thought that people that meditated were high on their mom's couch, unemployed and sick. So I asked her, I don't meditate, but why? She said, "Well, it's too bad because I could teach you to meditate and vibrate faster." Now I was more puzzled than ever, and I asked her, "What does meditation have to do about vibration?" And she said, "Well, you know, everything vibrates. The earth vibrates the slowest, then plants, animals, human, then sound, and then light, and then thought." And she asked me an important question at that time. She said, "Do you know what vibrates the fastest?" Of course I didn't know, so I looked at her even more puzzled as usual, and I said, "I don't know," and she said, "The truth. The truth vibrates the fastest. And you can only be aware of that which vibrates equal to or less than you. And I can teach you to meditate to raise your vibration, the vibration of your conscious, your subconscious, and even your unconscious soul, so you can be aware of more things. That is your frequency. Your frequency is your vibration. And that vibration is so important because it carries your potential, your truth, and we all should be consistent every day and persistent without quit in the pursuit of our potential or our truth. Never more important than in branding today, because this frequency is like a radio, right? We have a strength of the signal that can reach now 4 billion people online. We have a spectrum that a frequency carries. So how many channels, how many people can I connect with? And then, of course, we have to have clarity of our frequency so people actually can understand what we're talking about. And it's extremely powerful to carry a frequency today, because if you're authentic or truthful with your frequency, out of those 4 billion people, never before could we so easily reach a 500,000, 1,000,000, or 2,000,000 people. Now, why is that important? Because if I was living in Zionsville, Indiana, with a courthouse in the middle and a bunch of shops around, and about 400,000 people in total that live in that county in Indiana, and I owned a shop or the dentist or the doctor or the lawyer, my frequency at that time and still today, in a traditional sense, could only reach those 400,000 people. And even though I could only reach those 400,000 people, I still could be an extremely successful doctor, lawyer, or store, or diner, simply by putting out a frequency to that small group. But now today, I can put out a frequency to over 4 billion people and growing every day. And if that frequency resonates with 1,000,000 or 2,000,000, that means that 3.9 some billion people may not know I exist or even don't even like my frequency. But yet I can be more successful than ever and reach more people than ever that are aware or like the same frequency. Now, the frequency is so important because it really carries three things. One, content, right? Great ideas are what drive this world. In fact, I'm an entrepreneur because I think entrepreneurs will save the world. Worldwide entrepreneurs will figure out the solutions that are existing all around us. Great ideas last forever. If you don't believe me, go on YouTube and look at what has 470 million views, Mickey Mouse. right? Mickey Mouse started as a whistling mouse, black and white, on TV, right? On movies, flipping cards. And yet today, on a completely different way to access that medium, access that content, on any medium, Mickey Mouse will still thrive because it has a high vibration, it has a frequency, it holds a truth that no matter what, no matter what we watch it on, people like it. They are attracted to that frequency. Now, it's really interesting today with those frequencies because we look at social media as the only aspect of carrying that frequency. I actually take a different approach. I believe, as Shakespeare did in As You Like It, that everything is a stage. And it's so important if you are branding yourself or branding a brand or an athlete, a celebrity, or an entertainer, that you understand the world now truly is your stage. This live audience here of a few hundred people is terrific. But if I capture it correctly with the cameras around me, I amplify it in the correct manner and perpetuate it, quite possibly up to 4 billion people will view that content and I can monetize it. The idea of the stage theory is that anything we do can be captured, amplified, and perpetuated, just as we have so many different things. Social media is just an extension of a brand. It's not the actual content, it's actually not the actual access, and it's definitely not the medium. It is the most important thing that we do is the content, not the amplification or the perpetuation of that content, and we're getting confused. When I travel around and young people say to me, oh gosh, what do you want to be? You know, when I was a famous sports agent, people would always say, I want to work in sports, and I'd laugh and say, you have to be more interested than interesting. But now it's even worse because people come up to me and say, I want to be an influencer. I want to be an influencer of what? Of great content? Yes, that's what we want to do. We want to vibrate faster. We want others to be aware of the truth. And we want to be of service. We want to do good deeds. All the different things that we've talked about today in order to perpetuate those great ideas that have lasted forever. And the amplification and the perpetuation of that idea is incredible today. But it's still, the social media is just the extension. So radio, print, TV, newspapers, all are important forms of medium. And it's so funny today, most kids don't watch TV. Most millennials that work for me today don't have a subscription to cable. But yet, if you have a show on TV and you capture it and amplify it in digital media, you have credibility. You have an emotional attachment. Somehow you surpass the reasons why they should be watching you, the impact you can have on them, and an extreme capability of vibrating faster and finding your own frequency. It's also important to find your own frequency because of all the noise. If you know your frequency, the noise doesn't matter. The biggest tragedy I see is everybody wants to have a frequency but please everyone. That's impossible. We cannot care about the opinions of others, good and bad. We must focus on ourselves. We must have and be in spirit, in theseos, right? The light within ourselves, that frequency that Dr. Sangeeta Sahi saw in me. You must find your light, especially the young people today. We cannot just replicate what other people do. If you want to be ordinary, then you'll do what ordinary people do. If you want to be extraordinary, you will find your frequency and stick to it and allow it to evolve. You will raise your vibration, so not only will you reach more people with a stronger signal, bigger spectrum, and with greater clarity. That's how we can change the world. That's how the truth will be seen. And most importantly, it will allow you today to make more money, help more people, and have fun. Find your own vibration, raise your frequency. Thank you very much.